Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. There are so many different ways that our being has strategies to keep us from harm or keep us from getting too outside of where we've been because it's not comfortable there. There's safety mechanisms. And remember I spoke about the six basic human needs. Tony Robbins talks about that he kind of looking at over millions and millions of people that he served over decades, there were six basic human needs that everybody had. And so the first two of those are certainty and variety. What's interesting about those two when you think about it? Yeah, one is almost the opposite of the other. It could be the very opposite. So the part of you that is constantly trying to keep you in this feeling of comfort that you think you should have is not the same part of you that is an explorer. And as you go in this community to attempt and step into your next level of greatness, all sorts of savvy little techniques come up to the surface that would try to keep you in your comfort zone, even if it's not a great comfort zone. Let's call it the known zone. The known zone. You know it. So it's not scary to you. So all these different things come up, and some of the more serious ones, they seem superficial, but if you say things like, I procrastinate, or I self-sabotage, or I just can't get to the next level. I don't know why. One of the main contributors there, if you keep following down that particular habit, for me, my procrastination, it went all the way back to a shame and an unworthiness. But it took me years to get back that far, to discover it. And I even had to go through a time period where I was getting close to knowing, and I thought I knew why I was having issues with my calendar and overbooking and not speaking up for myself. I had no idea my calendar issues went all the way down to this shame. But they did. And inside the shame, there was a seed planted of unworthiness. So I got to interact with that, and I get to keep interacting with that, because each time we go to another level, those bells get rung. Those comfort zones get challenged, and they get stretched out. So all sorts of things come up. So you get to deal with new levels of the very same things, it seems, over and over and over. You get to go deeper. So one of the great gifts of choosing to go to your next level is you get to have a sense of worthiness that is big enough to accommodate your new level of living. And you get to have beliefs and structures that can accommodate. So in the last masterclass, I talked with you about your definition of yourself. Who are you? That's so important, because it's an articulation of what I'm talking about here, a worthiness. How do you see yourself? And does your definition allow you wiggle room and expansion possibilities? So this week, it's a big topic. It's one of the most important topics. And if you don't think it's your topic, stick with us, because it may unlock something that you don't know is there that you've been protecting. Or it may just open up another area that has been a sticking point for you, because as we go on the live workshop that's going to be coming up on worthiness, as we go in there. Anytime people speak and they tell their stories, and then other people interact through live coaching, you get an opportunity to have a door opened within you, or multiple doors. I can't tell you the number of times that I was looking for a solution on a particular large-scale drawing. I was looking for the solution of an area. I put it down. I went to work. I was teaching art. And one of the most basic students in the class asked a question that triggered my own shift in understanding what I was doing. And it often didn't even necessarily have to do with what I was doing. It opened a doorway of my thinking. So what I always want to suggest to you in this work of transformation is just stay curious. Stay open. Engage with the material. See what it calls up to you. See if it calls up something different or something slightly different, but it may just open doors that you don't realize need to be opened through this gateway. It's clever. So this week, stay in there. Why? Because worthiness, your ability to see yourself as powerful as you really are, which we probably never will be able to do in this lifetime, really understand how magnificent we truly are. But to go to higher and higher levels, your worthiness has to be big enough to accommodate your next incarnation. And if it's not, you get to build that muscle. The thing is that the coaching today, it's a concept. It's ideas and concepts. I am just asking you for your homework today to be open to whatever comes up that might open a door of understanding and realization to you. And to also understand that worthiness issues run deep, and most people in the universe get to grapple with their understanding of their worthiness. To be and do great things, you get to step up into your magnificence. And so it's time for you this week to just put on the jacket, the full worthiness jacket, and see where it takes you. Sending you big love. Until next time.